Last month, U.S. Steel asked the U.S. International Trade Commission for a total ban on Chinese steel imports, saying practices overseas have cost thousands of American jobs. China outpaces the U.S. 10 to 1 in steel production, using government subsidies to stay afloat, even while losing money exporting the excess.
Steel mills here in the United States can't compete, so then in response, they end up laying off people here.
Pete Trinidad is a union boss at ArcelorMittal's Burns Harbor plant in Lake County. He says news the U.S. would impose a 500% tax on Chinese steel won't solve the problem.
We need to expose China for what they're really doing.
For instance, he says stealing trade secrets and fixing prices, which all could factor into a trade commission investigation. Still, U.S. Steel will have to prove Chinese practices directly caused American layoffs if they want the case to proceed. More than 100 elected officials nationwide, including Indiana Governor Mike Pence, 1st District Representative Pete Visklosky, and 6 state lawmakers, have voiced support for that effort. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in West Lafayette.